Hiya, this is Shani Dunster from the International Bunch. Today we're going to talk about handy tips for remote working, flexible working, and multitasking in response to COVID-19. With the impact of COVID-19, coronavirus, many organisations are closing the doors of their physical offices or reducing the staff going into the offices and asking their teams to work from home where possible. As an organisation with all the team remote working, we thought it would be helpful to give some hints and tips we have learned over the years. Keep fit and healthy, stay sane online, be contactable and transparent, host and attend virtual meetings, deal with the interruptions, dedicate a working space, accommodate different time zones. So keeping fit and healthy, that time you'd be using to commute, use it to take the dogs out longer, have a relaxing bath, do yoga, read, dance around the kitchen, listening to music, play with kids or just stay in bed that extra hour. Do what makes you happy and ready to start or unwind from the day. Take regular breaks as you would in the office to make yourself drinks. It's very important to stay hydrated. It's easy to get engrossed in work and hours later realise you haven't even had a drink. Also, take that lunchtime you would normally have and move away from your computer. It is too tempting to carry on working sometimes. Take time out, go for a walk outside or get some fresh air. If you have a busy day of meetings ahead, reduce meetings down from 1 hour to 45 minutes and 30 minutes to 20 to 25 minutes. So you can have a break in between to get ready for the next meeting, but also stand up and move around. Stay sane online. When working remotely, people may find it hard to know if you are available. If you have an online messaging system like Skype, Teams, Slack, make sure you're logged in and your status is up to date. Many systems like Teams and Skype are synced to calendars, so they will show your availability status. Check in with team members, message and call each other. It helps you from feeling isolated and to continue to chat how you would normally in the office. You can always reply to online messages when you have time, so really it is less disruptive. Why not try dialing in to a call or virtual room and then leave the call running while you work to feel like you're in the same room together? Zoom rooms can do this where you can pop in or out, or simply a conference call on WebEx, Teams, or Skype. Just keep yourself muted when you're not chatting. The tone is often misread in communications. Pick up the phone to talk or arrange a meeting instead. Be more proactive, especially if you are blocked from moving forward with a task. Create or engage in online interest groups to help you connect with those you wouldn't normally connect with, like Ferret Lovers Group in your work systems. Yammer, Slack, or Teams can support this. These social areas to chat build relationships are help with introductions to those you may not always work with in numerous locations. When hosting an online meeting, have audio, visual, and interaction to accommodate the three different FAQ learning styles so everyone gets the most out of it. Be contactable and transparent. Add your contactable number in your email signature or forward your office desk phone to your mobile. Forwarding to your home number can mean you can get business calls out of hours, and if you have a children like some of us, they will pick up the phone. Using task platforms like Trello, Asana, Teams, and Basecamp are great ways to keep an eye on your tasks. Manage deadlines and have conversations related to specific projects. Most of these have free versions with paid team subscriptions. Personally, we use Asana as we find this works best for us. But have used Basecamp, Teams, and Trello. Host and attend virtual meetings. Just because you're not physically in a room with each other doesn't mean you can't have a meeting in a similar way. Use video in meetings to see each other and keep the more personal element. You can keep in touch with key stakeholders by arranging a quick 10 to 15 minutes catch-up calls often. It's great if you can find a common ground and have a 5-minute chat before starting a call, as this helps give a mental break in the day and builds your relationship. Record online meetings so those who are unable to attend or don't speak or understand English, well, can help everyone informed. Take the time when you email online message someone to say hi before and ask how they are before jumping into work stuff straight away if you haven't spoken to them today. Alternate meetings in different time zones and record the session so it's more fair approach for everyone. For example, often, APAC have to attend late night calls every time attending a US organized call. Include an icebreaker at the beginning of the call to either introduce team members to each other or create a positive start to the call. Deal with the interruptions. You're guaranteed that something will happen when on a conference call at home. The chickens walk in and out of the house or start squawking. That happens to our CEO. The doorbell rings, the dogs bark, the cat jumps on your desk while it's on a video call. Work in a space where you can close the door during conference calls. Keep yourself on mute when not speaking. And let people know if you step away from your desk via message. People understand as it happens to them too. Be respectful of your colleagues and take a more considered approach when on a call with a team that is dealing with a challenging situation environment. For example, have someone chair the call. Everyone is on mute and the chair will go round and ask each attendee their opinion with no interruptions from anyone else. Go round again so everyone has a chance to respond to the first round replies. And then go on the third round, open up the session so everyone can talk. This helps stop over-talking and interrupting, as well as keeping the team more focused and the feeling that they got more out of the meeting. Everyone gets a chance to input, even if they are usually quiet on calls. Dedicate a working space. Set up a dedicated space to work. Make sure you are comfortable and have correct posture. It's important to have a dedicated space, an upright chair and desk. If space is limited, create a standing workspace. Being able to shut a door can be really helpful too on calls to remove distractions. You'll need to be able to get up and move around. Ultimately, you need to be able to shut your computer down or shut the door in your working space when work finishes and not allow it to overlap into your home life. It helps you define where is work and where is home. Our CEO has an office which she goes to every day at the end of her garden, and she loves having a dedicated space. However, when she leaves for the day, she'll take her laptop with her and work late at night, so she's not the best role model here. Accommodate different time zones. The same as being in the office, be considerate about your staff being in different time zones. Just because they are working from home doesn't mean they are more accessible outside office hours. Record your calls so those unable to attend can easily listen to them on demand. And remember, be respectful to each other. Be sympathetic to cultural differences and personal styles. Not everyone works the same way. Once you start, you can share as a team to learn from your mistakes and work smarter and better. Working methods like Agile are very helpful in those environments to ensure work is delivered and transparent. Thank you for listening today.